It is curious how sometimes these things work out. I've got this real fascination for the whole world of outsourcing, hiring people around the world to do different types of tasks for us. And I've written quite a bit about it. We've interviewed some great local Vancouver companies that do outsourcing. And out of the blue, another email comes into my inbox, which is from another Vancouver-based outsourcing company. I checked these guys out, and it's two brothers and their partner from, I guess they started kind of out of the Skunk Works up at SFU. They have a site called Hire the World, which is a crowdsourcing and outsourcing site. And so we've invited Doug and Terry Beach to come in. Twin brothers, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And your partner, Arash Afruz. Arash Afruz.
Arash Afruz, right? You got it. Yeah,
he's actually getting his nose fixed today, so he couldn't come in.
He's going to appreciate that everybody knows why he's not here. But yeah, it was unfortunate. He was really looking forward to coming. And
well, sinuses are not fun. That can't be fun. But thanks for coming in, guys, and congratulations on the site. Now, first of all, tell us about your site, hiretheworld.com. It is basically an outsourcing site that you can go to for pretty much the whole spectrum of outsourcing work?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we started in graphic design, so that was where our specialty kind of started. We started with these logo design contests where you could come in, put up a couple $100, tell us what you want. We send that out to thousands of designers around the world, literally in 123 countries. Logos start coming in overnight, like literally within hours. You get to say what you like, what you don't like, and the crowd watches that. And we'll adjust their entries based on your preferences. At the end of the contest, you pick the one that you like, and you only pay for the one that you want. And that was kind of how we started.
Yeah. And so more than outsourcing, that's really what they're calling crowdsourcing, isn't it? And it's been very popular in the graphics world. There are several other sites that have done this, and it creates an event out of the design of your logo or your business card or your graphics package because you have this contest happening. Have I kind of caught the flavor there?
Yeah, that's right. So you get to kind of promote your business at the same time that you get your logo, and you're also getting, you know, you go to a traditional graphic designer, you're going to get, you know, a couple different versions of, you know, some things they might kick around, but here you're going to get hundreds of ideas, and they're going to come from all over the world. So you get the top kind of trends in graphic design happening in Asia and Canada and everywhere, which is really beneficial.
So there's two huge benefits for any companies that engage in doing this crowdsourcing. The first is time, because you turn around a project, you can do it in 24 hours. Pretty much, or I guess 48 hours from start to finish, it would be about the fastest you could actually turn around a design.
Yeah, we've done contests in as fast as 24 hours, but generally you're looking between 3 to 5 days.
Which is still pretty blazingly fast for getting a graphics design done. And secondly is cost. What sort of cost savings are people looking at?
Yeah, well, you look at a logo and somebody can come in and get a logo done starting at $265. And then other people are getting websites done starting at, you know, less than $1,000. So if you look at Swarm Jam, you see them every day in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had their entire website done on our site and their initial design was $1,500 and they had 47 designs or something like that from... Wow. You know, that they got to choose from before they actually picked their final website.
So Swarm Jam, as they were in launch mode, they used your guys' services to do all the design, and it's rocking along.
Yeah, you can actually come to Hire the World, and we have a design gallery for them, and you can see all the designs they had to choose from. And if you look at the winning one, and you look at their website, it's a full implementation. They're still using it today, and I mean, they sold that business; they've been very successful.
That's Terry Beach, the voice that you're hearing right now, who's the CEO of Hire the World, and you do all the talking. Your brother doesn't get to talk.
No, I always get accused of that because I always get started, which I don't think Doug minds, but he has a lot to say too. So he's going to sound the same, so it might confuse people because we're twins. But there is two people in the studio, I promise.
Well, I can tell you apart because of the scar under your eye, because that's new, courtesy of your brother in a hockey game, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's funny when you talk about we sound the same. When we listen to ourselves on an answering machine, we have to actually listen to the words because we can't figure it out. But yeah, we were playing some hockey and. That's the thing with a startup. We're working really hard at making Hire the World, you know, as effective as possible for you know, small businesses to effectively start up. And so I always bugged the staff when we came in after Sunday. They're like, "What happened to your face?" And I was like, "Oh, well, you know, that's what happens when we don't have enough sales." It was a little joke in the office.
So tell me about the genesis of the company. What made you guys decide to enter what is an increasingly competitive world of outsourcing?
So I can answer that. We started in 2009, you said, with the crowdsourcing, and it had a very obvious value proposition for us. We could see ourselves using it, and we were excited to go about getting a logo in that way? Or, you know, you get to see all the different designs and they all come in and it's really fancy. And we're doing the same thing with actually viral videos at the moment too, which is it's a whole nother conversation. But like that, it's just a really, really exciting event that you get to promote yourself and share it with your friends and, you know, really, really get to see a lot of different ideas from a ton of different, you know, creative people all over the world.
I want to circle back to that before we finish. I want you to explain to me the viral video thing a bit, but finish off the story of how you started.
Sure. And so it took us, we found Terry Arash and myself, we all got together and we actually started working virtually. It was my brother was at Oxford University doing his MBA. I was working in Victoria and Arash was working for the government. And we knew each other through, well, my brother and I, of course. And then we know Arash through a mutual friend of ours. And we started getting into this conversation and really, we didn't know it at the time, but I think if we think back, we really started to understand on how the world is changing, that we don't absolutely have to be in an office to work in a very effective way with each other. And so as we started to build this design crowdsourcing site, we were actually becoming quite good at understanding, you know, the efficiencies that you can get from going online. We didn't have to commute to the office each day. We just got up and started working on our computer. There's so many different online tools now that really we were getting probably more work at that time in that part of our startup than we were if we, you know, had to find a central location to meet.
You didn't have all the commuting time and all those sorts of things. So very early on in your guys' career, you guys entered a bunch of competitions for entrepreneurial competitions, and you did pretty well in all of them, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a big step for us because branching off Doug's story, you know, we generated our first dollar of revenue before Arash and I even met. Right? Everybody was sort of doing this virtual thing. And then when we actually finally came together and we said, okay, we're going to make a business out of this thing, we signed up for the New Ventures BC competition. We tried out for Dragon's Den. And then, of course, we started meeting with angel investors and venture capitalists all over the place. And we were fortunate. You know, we took on 160 teams at the New Ventures BC competition. We took first place. It was a $123,000 prize, which was great.
I'd say that's great.
Yeah, we went into the...
It's better than being on Dragon's Den, being slagged and then not getting any money.
Well,
although the publicity, you can't beat the publicity. Actually, next week we have Chill Tabs. They were on Dragon's Den. We've got the guys from Chill Tabs coming on.
So we went on as well, and we're still not allowed to talk about what happened.
Okay.
So we're on this huge non-disclosure thing.
So we can bring you back. We can have like a Dragon's Den reunion.
It's never going to air.
Oh, you are?
I can't say really what happened, but basically we signed a different deal. So I'm not allowed to talk about it. We got like a 3-year exclusivity.
It was a lot of paper.
Yeah.
Those guys, they're tight. But they got a great show. I think that's the best product on CBC.
It was a good experience anyway. But yeah, we ended up going to this other thing. Oxford University actually has a venture fund that is run by the students, but the benefactors, the people that put the money in, are David Bonderman from Texas Pacific Group in the States, you know, a $91 billion private equity fund, a huge guy, and Sir Philip Green, who owns like 15% of UK retail. And so we applied and then got into the semifinals and then flew out to England and then pitched in the semifinals and got into the finals. And then the finals is in the Nelson Mandela Theater at Oxford University in front of the entire MBA class with a panel with these guys on there and grilling you, trying to entertain the crowd and make this, like, this is Dragon's Den times 10. And
so they're trying to be entertaining. So they're throwing you under the bus as much as they can. They want you to become speed bumps.
Yeah, basically, you're just sitting there trying not to die. And we're quite fortunate in that Oxford University, every year the fund's been here, it's made at least two investments. This year, that year, it decided to only make one, and that investment was in Hire the World. So we nailed that. We nailed the New Ventures BC. We ended up closing around on Christmas Eve, December 24th. And we were able to take that initial seed investment to kind of build up our team and then start going after the outsourcing, which is something that we probably should still talk about.
Which is what we're going to do. What we are going to do is we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. And now that we've kind of got the backstory, we're going to talk about the product itself, outsourcing. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.